are your impressions of what you've seen in the preseason from Derek Carr?
Obviously he had an outstanding preseason. He's just a talented guy. We knew he was when he came out, but he's got, the arm strength, he's got mobility, fairly quick release, and, he's got some, he's kind of got a feel where he can step and slide away from pass rush and stuff like that. So, he looks good.
Your defenses have had a pretty good record against rookie quarterbacks, and you've coached a couple rookie quarterbacks yourself. What are the challenges for a rookie in this league?
Well, I just think it's moves a little quicker in this league. The skill level of the people you're going against, I think, makes it difficult. But again, you're right. We've started two rookies since I've been here, so. It is what it is. I know when we look at this kid, we don't treat him any different than anybody else. So, it looks like he's, clearly he belongs. He's got confidence. Looks like the team has confidence in him and, are energized by him. So it's, we treat him no different than we would a veteran player.
How different is Geno Smith going into year 2 for you guys? How much more advanced is he?
Well,
right,
he's night and day difference. I think each guy comes from a different system or whatever. But Geno never did. There was no 3-step drop, 5-step drop, 7-step drop where he came from. It was very different for him. But this young man showed a ton of poise. The end of last season, the last month of the year, he's had the second highest quarterback rating in the National Football League. Everybody wants to talk about how he's, he was dead last up until that point, but they assume that he was dead last whole season. That's not the case. So, but you'll see, you have a chance to see it up close and personal. He's a guy that's poised much more than he was last year. He can make the throws. He's got a big, strong arm. And he knows where he's going with the football. So it's, he looks sharp to me.
You played the Raiders last year, but they pretty much completely overhauled their defense in a lot of ways with new players, some of the veteran players that have done things in this league. What do you see on film from them?
Well, you're exactly right. The thing that pops off as you look at the names on the back of the jerseys, there's some pretty darn impressive players. I mean, you got Woodley, you got Tuck, you got Smith. Rodgers. It's like, ooh. I mean, it's a who's who on that defense. So, obviously, it's, they've got this team overall has more veteran, more experience than any team in the league, when you're looking at the veterans that they added. So it's like, this is not a young football. I mean, this is a team that's laced with veterans. And so obviously, these guys know how to play the game. And, there's some, obviously a lot of talent on this team.
Coach, obviously you had Sam Howell last year. Can you kind of talk about his growth in your system, and then it obviously must have been tough to lose him.
Oh, no question, it's tough to lose a guy, a young player that really fits the mold that you look for. That we are really proud of his development, but the credit goes to him. I mean, he's the guy that pushed himself. And did everything and made himself become an outstanding football player. But he's, really just the type of young man he is, a tremendous person. But he's a heck of a football player, and really, people might not know his name, but they're going to. I mean, he's really an excellent player.
Rex, what were your thoughts of Mac during the draft process?
Well, I knew we'd never see him. So that was, watch one tape, and I'm like, good luck. We'll never see this kid. But clearly he's a guy that, has an unbelievable amount of talent. He can do it all, rush the passer, play coverage, scores when he gets picks, So his movement skills are outstanding. He's got, he plays with a certain passion and things. So, but again, I knew we wouldn't see him.
Rex, Raiders have lost, I think, 13 straight games in an Eastern time zone. When you're playing a team on the West Coast, is it ever a topic of conversation like, hey, these guys are playing, it's morning to them, let's jump on them quickly? Or is that just something that it's never even addressed?
Well, I think at one point it's, you know, I think it was overblown because I think when you look at last year, the teams that had the most success were East or West Coast teams coming to the East Coast. Now, obviously with the Raiders having, you know, that number, they haven't had the success of it. But, you know, I think it's, you know, it's football's football regardless of where you play it.
Coach, is there somewhat of a feeling out process that goes on early in a week one game, especially with a team that has so many new faces on it? Because obviously they haven't shown very much in the preseason. You kind of have to kind of take that preseason game film with a grain of salt sometimes.
Yeah, hey, you know, we're just going to show up and do what we do. So, you know, again, we're, you know. We played the Raiders last year. We've seen their tape. They've seen us and everything else. So, you know, that part of it is, you know, it's not like, oh, all of a sudden you're going to run the wishbone, which, by the way, we're going to run this game. But, you know, that's, you know, that part of it's, you know, we're holding back. I don't believe that. You know, everybody, you just play, and that's really what you do.
Everyone.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.